Hi, this is Sharon, and I'm on day two, I guess, of my trip, and I am in North Dakota, stayed overnight at Fargo, North Dakota. One of the amazing things is how rural it is. I mean, it's just incredibly beautiful. One of the things I really like is the speed limit at 75 miles an hour. Those of you that know that I drive a little fast anyway, I can be legal about it, so that's really nice. But the leaves are just turning, and it's spectacularly gorgeous, and the sky is so blue, and, you know, just fluffy white clouds, and it's been really great to just see the country and just places where you just don't see anything. I mean, we went through wooded, hilly, mountainous kinds of roads that were just gorgeous. I mean, it's just, and the traffic is always reasonable. I think there was only one minor traffic jam where we had to get in one lane, and oops, I'm coming up to another one, left lane closed, but there's so little traffic that it really is not a problem. It's nothing like in Cleveland, obviously. So I'm just struck by that and how far apart people are. I mean, I lived on a farm, but a very small farm, nothing like these huge mega farms, and how many people are, you know, literally miles away from their next feed, or at least the land I can see. I'm sure there are communities off the freeway, but along the freeway, there is just tons of space between farms and homes and things, and it sort of struck me as how widespread we are and how different the country is from the coast to the heartland sort of thing. It's really been an amazing trip that way. And people have just been really courteous and general friendly, and, you know, it's just been a very, very nice travel trip for us. And I think there was something else right now. I can't remember what it was that I wanted to think about the beauty of it. I think the challenge of the trip is still trying to make up time for my late start, but we're catching up time. I didn't make where I was going to be, and I think two more days that are going to be reasonable. I'll be back on schedule, so that will be good. And I got an earlier start yesterday. I really was sound asleep and didn't even hit the road till 11 or something like that. So today I hit the road at 9:30 or something like that. So so I'm going to catch up more today and not be up so late. Last night it was just me and the trucks, and it was just amazing to see how many trucks there were that most of them are driving at night, must be, and not during the day. I suppose their trucks are getting loaded where they are picking up a cargo, and then they take off and get it to their destination for the next morning to be unloaded. But I was just stunned at how many there were, and I was also stunned about how they can possibly afford it, because I think diesel fuel is more than gas. But anyway, so that was really fun. I'm really missing Toby, who we left behind, and my cat. I won't tell Toby this, but Bud doesn't seem to notice. But Bud met some new friends already on the road, and he has quite a plush accommodations in the car. Originally, he had a big dog bed on the second seat. Third seat, actually, folded down, and the second seat folded down, and so he had this really beautiful lounge area, but he missed the front seat, so last night, or yesterday, I converted the front seat now into another dog bed of Bud. So on the website, you'll see Bud in his hotel room. That's probably the largest hotel room a dog's ever had, which is my car. And he's not suffering any, obviously. He gets out and has a great run when we stop, and he sits the rest of the time. So I wish I could teach him to drive, then he could be my backup. But I hope all's well going with all of you folks, and I really appreciate your thoughts and prayers and support during the trip, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.